Senator Tina Smith from Minnesota joins us now. This farm bill package has been released. What are some of the key parts in there?
Well, we're very excited that the Agriculture Committee is going to be taking up this bill. It was announced by the chair and the ranking member that we're going to be taking it up on Wednesday. And I believe that the final text is going to be released later this evening. But it looks like all of the, most of the issues have been worked through. So what I'm so excited about is that we're going to be able to move quickly on this bill and that it's a strong bipartisan bill. And that is going to make such a difference to farmers all across the country, but especially in the upper Midwest that have been faced with so much uncertainty these days.
We've heard there are major differences between the House and the Senate versions of the Farm Bill, of course. Is it going to be realistic to get the two together at some point this summer?
Well, I certainly hope so. Farmers and ranchers have been through a lot these last few years with commodity prices being so low, and now we have the uncertainty with the situation with trade. So I'm very encouraged that there is bipartisan interest in the Senate in moving forward, and then I think we'll have to just, kind of push forward with the House. And the thing that is so important with a farm bill is that it's got strong basic farm protection, farm programs, crop insurance and the commodity programs and conservation programs. And it's got to have a good nutrition program. That's so important to getting it passed. And then also, I've worked a lot on the rural development portions of the bill, and I'm encouraged to think that we're going to make some good headway there as well.
We know SNAP was a big issue in the House, probably not as big of an issue in the Senate, right?
No, both the Senate Democrats and Republicans have been very interested in not letting that hold us up on the bill, and that's important. Now, if there are places where we can make the bill work better, when it comes to the nutrition programs, Democrats are interested in doing that, but we are not eager to turn this really important nutrition assistance into a bargaining chip, and I don't think that that's happening with this bill at all. That makes me very encouraged. I'm hopeful.
We heard that Mitch McConnell would like to have this on the floor before the 4th of July. Is that realistic?
Well, I'm hopeful that we can do that. If the majority leader thinks that that's realistic and that's what he wants to do, I think that's good. The majority leader has been very focused also on getting some good provisions in the farm bill for industrial hemp. And I've been very supportive of that. And so maybe that's another place where we can find some common ground as we expand opportunities for farmers.